Hey everyone, it's Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to Affirmations for Digital Overload. I'm so glad you're joining me again. You know that feeling when you scroll through your phone, thinking, I'll just check one more thing, and then 2 hours later, you realize you haven't accomplished anything else? Yeah, we've all been there. It's like a black hole of time, isn't it? That's why today, we're diving deep into digital decluttering strategies to reclaim your focus and get back in control of your day. Think of this as a mental spring cleaning for your digital life. We're going to talk about some practical tips that can seriously level up your productivity and bring back some much-needed peace of mind. Because let's face it, who wouldn't want a little less chaos and a lot more clarity? So, here are 5 key takeaways to help you ditch the digital distractions and become the master of your online world. First off, audit your apps. Take a hard look at all those apps on your phone. Seriously, every single one. Are they genuinely useful? Do they add value to your life or are they just time suckers? Be honest with yourself. If you haven't used an app in the last 3 months, chances are it's safe to delete. Think of it like Marie Kondo for your phone, only keep the apps that spark joy. Number 2. Set app limits. Technology is designed to be addictive, and our phones know how to keep us hooked. But you don't have to be their puppet. Most smartphones now have built-in features that let you set daily time limits for specific apps. Use them. It's like having a digital leash on those tempting distractions. Now, let's talk notifications. They're the tiny little pings that can hijack your attention throughout the day. Here's the thing, you don't need to be alerted every time someone likes your Instagram post or sends you a random email. Turn off those non-essential notifications. Trust me, your brain will thank you for it. Fourthly, schedule digital detox time. Just like we need to recharge our batteries physically, our brains need digital breaks too. Designate specific times throughout the day, maybe during meals or before bed, when you completely disconnect from your devices. Use that time to connect with loved ones, read a book, go for a walk, or simply enjoy some quiet contemplation. And finally, create tech-free zones. This is all about establishing boundaries in your physical space. For example, make your bedroom a sanctuary from screens. Leave your phone outside the bedroom door at night and create a peaceful sleep environment. Think of it as reclaiming your personal space from the digital world. Imagine this. You wake up feeling refreshed, not bombarded by notifications. You breeze through your day with laser focus, completing tasks efficiently and without feeling overwhelmed. You spend quality time with loved ones, truly present in the moment, not glued to your phone. That's the power of digital decluttering. Let me tell you a story. Just last week, I was struggling with this same issue. I felt like I was constantly chasing my tail, bouncing between emails, social media, and work tasks. It was exhausting. So, I decided to implement some of these strategies myself. First, I did a major app audit and deleted anything I wasn't using regularly. Then, I set time limits on those essential apps, like email and social media. And finally, I created a tech-free zone in my bedroom, no phones allowed. It was a game changer. Suddenly, I felt calmer, more focused, and actually had more time to do the things I enjoy. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you reclaim your focus and create a more peaceful digital life. Remember, you're in control of your technology, not the other way around. Make today the day you start decluttering your digital world. It's time to level up your productivity, reduce stress, and rediscover the joy of living in the present moment. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might benefit from these tips. And if you have any thoughts or experiences, leave a comment below, I'd love to hear from you. See you tomorrow for another dose of digital detox inspiration.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.